Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Shane Douglas Stewart, Bittercape, Ashley Tuggle, Mystic Sybil, Pearl Crandall, Christopher Nelson, Alicia Hall, Jens Griem, Caitlin Perry, Eric Wood. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Special thanks to TK Sorrowface Call Me Hand for today's submission. May hot skyrocks disrupt your evolution for the better.
Rusty Quill presents Stella Firma.
Wait, how long was I doing? Is it tomorrow?
Access granted.
Beavers. What
have beavers got to do with it?
Galloping woofs.
Wait, hang on, what's the time? Oh, it is tomorrow.
Knife-edge eyes shining bright.
You're still late.
Oh, David.
Yes?
It wasn't my fault, David. It wasn't my fault.
Hang on, Trexel. What wasn't your fault?
I can see in your face, and on the face of a clock,
but
that...
Trexel, okay, so what is specifically the problem that you are apologising for?
Okay, you seem to think that I should arrive at a certain time. Okay, I'm willing to accept that you think that. I disagree, but I understand that it worries you.
And Hartra doesn't.
Sure, but is Hartra here?
Well, no, but she will be here
on
Friday.
Well, in which case, I don't have much object permanence, David. If she's not here,
it's
I don't
Wednesday.
Really know.
We're You're halfway
Wednesday.
Through.
I'm not Wednesday. We can all agree we're all Wednesday.
No, the day is Wednesday.
And I thought, yes, I'm going to try harder. And I thought, you know what? You know what my scaly, itchy friend needs?
No, I'm not...
Moisturiser. I know you got very angry about moisturiser last time. We were talking about times, but we all knew it was about your itchy, itchy skin because of your hydrophobic suit.
Okay, well, you haven't arrived on time,
yes.
But have you at least brought the moisturiser?
Well, that's an interesting story and links into why I'm as late as usual.
You admit you were late?
You may think so. I could not possibly comment further.
You said the word late.
Went to find some moisturiser.
Right.
You know, from one of the commissaries, you know, Dan's Smoothkin Alliance.
I don't know any of these places. I've never left this room.
Soft Jack?
No.
I can't believe they're not made of butter.
No.
All of these places and more could have sold me. And I found a wonderful product for you. And I thought, yes, I've done incredibly well. Well done me. Hooray for Trexel.
So where is it?
I then went to a party, and yes.
Was it a moisturiser party?
No, but many of the people there were soft-skinned. I stroked some of their faces. I asked first. I didn't wait for an answer, but I stroked the face, and it was soft. And one thing led to another, and at one point I did drink the moisturiser, and...
Why did you drink my moisturiser?
It's hard to say in the cold lamps of day, but... I think it's because I thought I had a scaly windpipe and esophagus and whatever else has happened. David, I have a very soft neck. I mean, I can't even begin to tell you, David. I've got a real soft neck.
Smooth innards detected.
Well, good. Hopefully this soft neck will allow the ideas to flow freely from it because the brief is here.
Okay, well, you know what? Thank you for forgiving me.
No.
Thank you.
No. No. But we have to get on with it because we have about 18 minutes left.
All right, wind your neck in.
Give or
take.
I'll
wind my soft neck out. Crank, crank, crank.
Initiating.
So the next client is Silax Bromius.
Oh, okay.
They want a planet because...
Is it a colloquial one, David? Is it written in prose?
I will just read out...
Read it out?
Yes.
Read it out as submitted.
My dad said I could have my own planet to hold sick parties so I wouldn't trash his?
Teen prose detected. Security alerted.
If you make it cool, you're invited to the planet warming.
Oh,
it's BYO wine. Don't know what that means. If you have a cult following as well, I guess they're invited too. The non-negotiable feature is bra. I don't know what bras have to do with it.
It's something for holding memories.
Right, so they've called us bras.
Okay.
The moon has got to have an inbuilt strobe light.
Oh, well, sure.
What's a good planetary rave without a strobe moon? I wouldn't know. I've never been to a planetary rave.
You've obviously never encountered much punctuation there, because I know you got all the bits, but the intonation was weird.
Well, there are four exclamation marks.
Well, they don't multiply, David.
Are you sure?
Hang on, show it to me. Moon? So, no, okay, all right, fair enough. Yeah. Fair enough.
What is BYO?
BYO, because you own.
Okay, it's because you own wine.
Yes.
Okay, so we're invited to the planet warming because we own wine. I don't own any wine.
I own lots of wine.
Oh, well, that's good. I suppose you're invited.
High-pitched, low and growling, because I'm lost, because I'm hungry.
Oh, no,
because I've become angry.
It's wine without an H. Wine is in the liquid, the alcoholic
No,
liquid.
I don't have any wine. You know, wine is incredibly... You know the last time I saw a grape? Never, because, you know, they went extinct. But I'm sure some people have reconstructed grapes.
Well, apparently Silex Bromius.
Yes.
They're obviously very rich. Wine. They have a party planet and they can afford wine.
Rich enough for a party planet, rich enough for wine. That's the old saying.
And expect their guests to have brought their own wine.
Exactly.
So
rich
they have
guests.
Rich friends, yes.
David, I'm not going to lie. You know I'd love my job. Because
you don't
mostly
turn up to it?
I don't turn up to it. And people don't give me nearly as much trouble as you'd expect about that. But
well,
today... Do I want to be talking about parties, David?
Yes, because it's your job.
I have a very mad. I have a mad and bad headache. It's so bad, it's mad. And I really don't want to talk about parties, drinking, a strobe moon. I do like a strobe moon, but now I just
want to...
Well, if you
like, we're going to have to talk about one.
I just want to lie down in the corner, David.
No, we have.
Why don't you handle this one and I'll have a little nap?
I handle this one.
Yeah, why don't you handle... For a change, David, why don't you...
For a change.
You know, right, David, you're right. That would be a disaster. All right. I'll let you lead, though. What do we need to cover?
Well, we need a planet that's specifically to hold sick parties.
Okay.
Now,
what
given
you
that
really
I have
need?
Never ever been outside this room or attended a party,
yes,
ill or otherwise, I don't really know. Do people like
parties 101, David? Parties 101. Right. Let's start from base principles. Parties 101.
Roleplay Holovision initiated.
When do they start? No one knows.
Okay.
No one's told you. There's no way to look it up. You've just heard there's a party.
So this planet has to always be having a party
just
so that whenever you
having.
Arrive, there's a party happening.
Maybe you were busy. Maybe you were drunk at another party. Maybe you've got sudden amnesia because, you know, of the drugs. It's all possible.
Right.
So just have a party constantly going. So
okay.
It's a 24-hour party planet.
Okay.
Party 101, part 2. Everybody's kind of irritated that you've arrived, but you've not established why. Everyone's giving you the sigh there. They're like, "Ah, Drexel," and you're like, "Hey, you." And then, you know, you can tell something's off, but you've already had a few drinks, so you don't really care at that stage. So everybody should be on edge, bit suspicious.
Is that because you haven't been invited to those parties?
Invited?
Yes.
Roleplay Holovision terminated.
You have to be invited to a party?
Yes, I mean, it's literally... If you make it cool, you're invited to the planet warming. So
that's what that means.
Yes.
I just turn up. I just hear, party, and then I just walk into the room.
Right.
And sometimes people say, hey, you... But I've already gone, so I've never really heard the other end of that sentence.
Okay.
So is it, hey, you're not invited, is what they're saying?
I would assume, yes, maybe.
Right.
Well, unless you were invited. Have
no.
you ever been invited to a party?
Well, company parties, sure.
Okay.
I'm an important person.
How is it at company parties?
At company parties, there's nibbles.
Okay.
Nibbles are plenty. Never enough food to stop you from becoming so drunk you're ill.
Okay.
But nibbles to make you thirsty with their salt to drink more. I've never quite understood the reason of nibbles at a
so
party.
Please elucidate on What is a nibble?
A nibble?
A nibble.
It's like a small thing.
Is it like
thing?
The slurry that comes out the wall?
No, no, no. That's sort of a nutrient mush. You need that to live, but it's not fun. No, a nibble is like a little...
Is it fun, but it will kill you?
A nibble?
Like, if it's the reverse of the nutrient mush, which, you know, I need to live, but it isn't very fun, well,
oh, no,
is a nibble really fun, but will kill you?
Could do, if you choke on it. Problem with a nibble? About the width of a windpipe.
Okay.
Pop it in there, like when you pop a coin in your windpipe when you're young.
So they're about coin size.
Did you ever have a coin popped in your windpipe?
I was never young. Father, or I am young.
Father used to pop a coin in my windpipe most days. Mother would say, yes, do it. Ah.
Stella Firma Limited would like to remind you that the inhalation or consumption of coins is not permitted.
And was that a nibble?
No, that was just a thing they did. But it taught me the value of money, which is to say, get it out of my neck!
Okay, but nibbles you want in your neck?
Nibbles do go in your neck, but remember,
but
there's two holes in your neck, David. Two holes in your neck.
Both of which are very smooth, apparently.
They're
for
very
you.
Smooth, especially if you're me. One of them is for nibbles.
Yes.
And I suppose slurry.
Yes.
And most liquids.
Yes.
Not if they're too hot. The other one, mostly for gas. In, out, whatever, but just don't put the wrong thing in the wrong one.
Okay.
All of a sudden your body's like, what are you doing?
So nibbles are coins for the right pipe.
Yes, nibble, yes. Nibbles are like edible coins for the right pipe. You pay your stomach in nibbles, and guess what it pays up later? Vomit.
Oh.
Congratulations, you've bought some vomit.
Okay.
You obviously need to, you know, have alcohol with that as well, but, you know, at the end of a long day, you know, you cash out, as I like to shout, through the vomit. Cash out in an alleyway or up against the sleeping person, and then, you know, that's your reward for the party.
Okay,
have I made parties clear to you?
So you go to a place where everybody's suspicious of you.
Yes.
Eat too many coins.
Far too many coins.
Do not eat coins.
Drink or alcohol because the coins have made you thirsty.
Thirsty coins.
Then you vomit on something.
Sure.
Either a wall or a person.
Well, you can't vomit on... You could vomit into a vacuum, I suppose, but that's very poor form. It just hangs there.
And then you leave?
And then you leave.
So what else happens? Is it just... So...
Oh, yes, 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 I remember. When you're in the party, things just start to become blurry.
Right.
And then you can't really work out what things are.
Okay.
And then it's a day.
Okay, so we need a day-night cycle.
Yeah,
because
of course.
It needs to become day.
Because then it's day party, and they're a different type of party. A day party, you're not allowed to eat as many coins or be as drunk. Obviously, I still am, but you're not supposed to be. They tend to have more sandwiches than nibbles as well. So maybe there needs to be some... This is a catering-heavy planet, David.
Okay, so we need
kitchens.
We need
the core of the planet... is a kitchen.
Okay.
Pumping out food at an incredibly high rate, staffed with, I don't know, robots. Can we make more of those Imogen robots? I mean, sure, they'll have a lot of other knowledge as well.
They
just whack them in.
Or we could just...
Get the gold gondoliers! Get the gondoliers in! We can't have spare gondoliers!
No, they're supposed to all be very unique, so we explicitly don't have spare.
One of them was a baker. Remember one of them was a baker?
Yes.
He could bake bread.
And no, he used to break bread, and now he's a gondolier.
It never leaves you, David. It's like cycling.
We need it for the gondolier.
Fine. If you don't want economy of use of gondolier gold robot with baking background, sure. Fine. All right.
Well,
okay. Do you want new robots then, or maybe staff?
Staff.
Staff means sleeping quarters, David. Staff means, you know, wear and tear.
Do people not sleep at parties?
No! People at parties are 24-hour party people.
Okay, so how do they live and not go mad?
You don't live on the planet, otherwise you... Well, yes, either you leave the planet at a certain point... The party's always happening.
Okay.
The people come and go.
So?
Like the sands of time washing over the shore.
So what you're saying...
Out of your bath. Oh, your floor's sandy now.
What you're saying is we need another place where people can go and sleep. Some sort of a place for them to relax and get out of the party. Some sort of chill-out moon.
A chill-out moon? Yes! All right, but we're going to have to put it on the opposite side of the planet of that strobe moon. It's hard to chill out, even on a chill-out moon, when there's a big strobing light.
Excessive moons warning. Collisions likely.
Well, unless you're inside the strobe moon.
Oh, the inside of the strobe moon
is
the chill-out room. That is excellent. That is excellent. Chill out room in strobe moon.
Yes.
You could put that at the top of a slide in a presentation and people are like, go on.
Okay, well, I'll quickly make up this slide to the build team.
Opening chill present room, max build strobe presentation
room.
System.
We need to get a...
Nice.
Good.
There's the spot.
Just going to look at Imogen.
Opening strobe fact file.
Ah! Oh, God! No, turn it off! Turn it off, David!
Speaking strobes.
Okay. So that's a strobe, David. That's a strobe. Now, you would think, surely that's some sort of punishment because you've been bad. People like it. People want it.
Yes, all of my movements went jerky, like I was some sort of puppet.
Yes. Yes, you become a dance puppet.
Okay. So dancing happens at parties.
Oh, sure.
Facilitated by the strobes in general?
Well, the thing is, everybody hates dance.
Okay.
You know, this is a true thing. Everybody pretends that they like to dance, but everyone, while they're dancing, is just constantly thinking, oh, God, is this dancing? I'm not sure. Wait, maybe I should watch some sort of instructional holovid beforehand, but it's too late now. I'm already moving. And everybody else is actually looking at them thinking, like, that's not dance. This is dance. Wait, hang on a minute. Is this dance? Maybe I should have watched some sort of instructional holovid. And then somebody's watching them and saying, that's not dance.
I'm seeing...
This is dance. Oh, wait, is it dance? And just on and on and on and on until the party's over. But the party never stops on this planet.
Okay, so, well, the moon's going to have to orbit. So wherever the strobe moon lands is the dance place.
Lands?
The light of the strobe of the strobe
moon. I was going to say, David, because if a moon lands, that's not a landing. That's a disaster. Okay. When the moon lands, the party's over.
Okay, so that's how people know when to go home.
What, when the moon smashes into the planet?
Well, that means that Silax Bromius, when they want to close the party, can just crash the moon in.
Do you understand? The gravitational forces involved, because the two bodies will smash together, it will create an enormous amount of heat, all of the rock will vaporize and become lava, and yes, that is a very good way of telling people to go home.
Yeah.
Yes, they also will be dead, and your party moon's ruined. I should know, I've crashed my fair share of party moons into a planet before.
But you survived.
Oh, yeah, I did it remotely, sure.
Well, that means that... Well, yes, so we give Silax Bromius the ability to remotely crash their party moon into their party planet if they want the party to end.
That is that's a full-on way of ending a party.
People will talk about it.
Well, the survivors will talk about it.
Exactly.
They will have to have probably been inside the chill-out. Moon will get hot as well.
Well, you could bring a select few with you to tell the story of your party.
Yes, yes. They survive so that they can warn others.
Or attract others.
Sure. What, people who want to go to a death party?
Well, yes, because that means that Silax Bromius will have to get another planet off of us.
Yes! Welcome to Party Planet, the best and last party you'll ever attend.
Exactly.
Brackets, because you'll die.
Yes.
Okay, well, okay, that's the basics there, David. So we've got a party planet.
Well,
it's got a kitchen in the middle.
Details, yes. So, yes. No, sorry, were you going to go into detail?
Might have been, I thought that...
Please continue, Traxel.
No, you've put me off now.
No, no, please. There's a kitchen in the middle.
You're not going to make fun of me?
No.
No. Okay, well. So we've got this party planet, and there's a kitchen in the middle. We're going to staff the kitchen with, let's say, robots. Because it's lower maintenance.
Okay.
And there are fairly well-established automated kitchen systems. You don't need automatons walking around. It can just be some sort of production line. People are hammered. They don't really care. You know what? You can serve a quiche that's just a rhombus, not even a proper square. Won't notice.
I thought we were making coins.
Please do not eat coins.
Oh, coins are a metaphor for anything I happen to be talking about at the time. The coins that you feed yourself coins in order to pay for the vomit.
Oh.
The nibbles. Remember we talked about nibbles being food?
Yes, I thought the nibble... Okay, I'm going to scrub out the nibbles.
Or we could put some sort of mint in the middle of the planet and just stamp out coins and just put out bowls of coins.
Please refrain from eating coins.
Are they nibbles?
You could nibble them. You would die.
So then my
mother and father will be standing there saying, choke on the gold, Trexel, because that's all you really care about, you spoiled little idiot.
And this,
choke on the gold!
And this happens at parties?
Well, it happens at my parents' parties.
Stop eating coins.
Do we want that?
It's not important, they're dead now. But what's important is that we probably need a kitchen, David.
Okay.
Lose the mint idea.
Okay.
You don't need a mint.
Right.
We've got plenty of money here, David.
Will the build team understand what nibbles are?
Oh, sure.
Okay, so the kitchen's
nibbles
making...
are pretty basic.
I'm going to put a capital N.
Yes.
Nibbles.
Oh, yeah, well, it's a proper noun now. We want nibbles.
Nibbles.
Yeah, they'll understand.
Okay.
They'll understand.
Good.
Mini quiche. Those little cocktail things.
Little cocktail things.
Just stick a little stick into something. It's a nibble.
Anything with a stick in it?
Pretty much anything with a stick
in it. Okay, right, well, I've got
just
three examples.
Poke it into the side of a horse. Horse is a nibble.
Horse on a stick.
Into a wall. The wall that the house makes, the house is a nibble. You know, that's how it works.
That's definitely a nibble.
I'm pretty sure.
Have you ever
seen something with a cocktail stick in it that's not a nibble?
I've never seen a cocktail stick.
Answer my question.
No.
Well, my point is made.
Okay, well, we've got five examples. That's detail. Archer will be pleased.
So, that's pretty detailed.
So we know the build team know what nibbles are. And then as the moon orbits, yes, the strobe moon, it has a roving dance area where when the strobe touches, they must dance, I think.
They must dance.
Yes. But on the dark side of the planet, where the strobe moon is not...
That's deep rave territory.
Deep rave?
That's deep rave.
Oh, I thought it was Nibble's territory.
No!
What's a deep rave?
A deep rave?
Actually, what's a rave?
Okay, a rave? Right, you're angry, but you're also dancing and really sweaty, and somebody gave you a tablet. That's a deep rave.
That's a deep rave?
It's dark. You're feeling great. Your body's gone weirdly cold, and you're not self-conscious about dancing anymore.
Okay.
Deep rave.
Right, and these tablets?
Yes.
Are those nibbles?
Of a sort. Food for the brain.
Brain
some
food.
Have said.
Brain food. So,
yes.
Okay, so...
Have too much brain food, you forget who you are.
So nibbles for the brain.
Sure.
Right.
Just write that down.
Nibbles for
They'll
the brain.
They'll get it.
Okay.
But put wink after it. Nibbles for the brain. Wink.
Wink.
Yes.
Okay, right.
I'm talking about illegal drugs, David.
Illegal drugs detected. Security alerted.
Okay, so we've got the deep brave side. No, what?
No, I
no,
was...
No, you looked worried.
I was just thinking, we are running out of time, and I was just wondering, is there anything else that dancing needs apart from strobes?
You got strobes.
And Bromius specifically wants... the party to be cool. So...
Oh, David, there is a small thought.
What?
It's a party.
Yes.
You're dancing.
Yes.
There's lights flashing.
Mm-hmm.
But what are they flashing to?
I don't know.
A beat, David. A beat is the heart of music. We need music, is what
we
I'm
need,
saying.
We need music.
Music.
Okay.
And we need cool music. Now, David, I...
What is cool music?
That's a very difficult question, David. I could talk for hours and hours on the subject, and still, I wouldn't know.
You have about 20 seconds.
Cool music is music that I'm pretty sure is stupid, but I'm too afraid to point it out.
Okay.
I'll send you a playlist.
Well, no, I've typed that up. I hope the build team know your music tastes.
Oh, well, they probably... Well, they've actually... We all subscribe to Imogen's music service, and we share
so,
we share a playlist, and I've got mine that just says, "This frightens me!" And that one will...
Okay,
will,
so play anything that frightens Trexel.
Anything that frightens
okay,
me.
Okay, so that's good.
Oh, too, so loud.
Music, that's cool... We've got nibbles, we've got strobes, we've
yes.
got the dark side and the light side, we've got the chill-out room, which is just a moon full of cushions.
Or the floor of the planet should be flashing with coloured lights.
Okay, so the floor of the planet is flashing with coloured lights,
yes.
The room is...
The dance floor. Oh no, we didn't talk about the chill-out room.
Right, okay, we've got 10 seconds.
It's blue in there,
yep.
There are also nibbles,
yep.
it just goes from hot to cold
would
all the
like
time
to
without
to
any
submit.
Warning. Okay, right, it's gone.
Submitting.
There we go. Right, there it is. There it is. Oh, fluid.
No, what? No
yeah,
fluid.
No, we didn't include any fluid, David. When you're dancing and eating and you've taken what? Brain food, you do need drinks.
Wait,
we didn't
nibbles?
Include any drink.
Nibbles not fluids?
No, nibbles aren't fluids. Nibbles
oh.
are solids. A fluid is a drink, a pick-me-up, a wet friend.
Okay, well, the last time I tried to put anything up the
no.
pipe,
it's
a gun late. Came out.
It's too, yes.
So I'm not going, I don't think we can...
No, that is a sacrosanct space. Now, you try and get anything in there,
a gun
Imogen will deploy a gun out of there.
Yeah.
And they'll say, hey, Buster.
She did.
What are you doing?
I said that I was just looking.
Yeah? What did Imogen say?
Watch it, Buster.
Watch it, Buster.
Yeah, she will.
And then the gun went back in.
She says Buster a lot.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Hmm.
I don't know why Imogen's so colloquial.
I don't know what Buster is.
Oh, it's I'll explain when you're older, David.
Okay. Well, we got the planet done.
In a way.
Yes.
I would prepare yourself. We had no fluid on that planet. That's not ideal, David, and I'm a little bit upset that you...
Everyone has to bring their own wine.
Oh! Everybody has to bring their own wine! David, you've done it! David, you've done it!
Well,
they're
I mean,
bringing the fluid!
Silax Bromius did it.
Yes.
Saying it's bring your own wine.
Yeah, and that's in the suggestion, so that'll be in the submission document by default.
I wonder if we're going to be involved. I've never been to a party, let alone a party planet.
Well, obviously, you're not allowed to leave this room at any point other than if you're specifically instructed to by either Imogen, me, or the board.
Well,
so.
Silax Bromius is going to invite me.
Oh, sorry, is Silax Bromius your immediate superior?
Well,
is Silax Bromius Hartro Pilts your line manager?
Well, they're a client.
Is Silax Bromius the board?
No, but they're
is that what you're saying?
No.
That's blasphemy.
No.
A gun will come out of a light.
No, I... Don't move.
Is there a gun coming out of that light?
Yes.
Oh, God, it's above me, isn't it?
Yes.
Just say Silax Bromius isn't the board.
Silax Bromius is not the board. The board is powerful. The board is all. I love the board.
I would also like to add at this point, apropos of nothing, I'm a big fan of the board.
Hail the stakeholders.
Hail the stakeholders.
Hail the board.
Oh, it's gone.
There okay, we go. You right. see how close that was, David? So I'm going to let you answer your own question. Do you think you're going to this party?
I'd like to.
Answer the question.
I'd like... No.
You don't think you're going.
No, I'd like to go to the party.
You'd like to go to the party.
I'd like to go to the party.
Oh, well, you can like as much as you want,
yes.
David.
Well, I will continue to like to go to the party.
Good. Well, maybe I'll try and see if there's a way it can happen. But I'm not promising anything, because remember, last time I tried to get you something, I drank moisturizer.
Please don't drink the invite.
I don't know if you could drink paper. I'm going to go try and drink some paper. Right,
wait,
if I'm
what?
Not back,
no.
it's because I've died from trying to drink paper.
What? No, please.
See you tomorrow.
Just beat me early.
Oh. Why does he get to go to all the parties?
Sadness detected. Watch it, Buster.
Stella Firma is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill Limited and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 International License. It was created by Tim Meredith and Ben Meredith and produced by Lori Ann Davis with executive producer Alexander J. Newell. In today's episode, Imogen was played by Imogen Harris. David Seven was played by Ben Meredith. And Drexel Geisman was played by Tim Meredith. The episode was edited by Edward von Adakas and Alexander J. Newell, with music by Samuel D.F. Jones and artwork by Annika Khan. To subscribe, buy merchandise, or join our Discord, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online. Tweet us at @TheRustyQuill. Join our Reddit community on r/RustyQuill. Visit us on Facebook or email us via mail @RustyQuill.com. May the board preserve and keep you.